The inspiration for the first song on Flora Purim's new recording, Perpetual Emotion, is a memory. When Purim was growing up in Brazil, she used to imagine the San Francisco River flowing from her country into the ocean and onward to America, a journey she herself longed to take. She did in 1967, pursuing the jazz life with her husband, percussionist Ayerto Moreira. When they arrived in New York, Flora Purim's dreams came true.
The very first person I met was Thelonious Monk. I managed to get to the Harlem, and I went to this club on 126 in Lenox. And because my skin is white, the doorman was giving me a hard time. And Thelonious was walking behind, and he saw what was going on and told the man that I was his guest. And he said, "Don't be afraid, come with me, I want you to sit with my lady." So he took me inside of the club, and in a second, as I sat at my table, I spotted Wayne Shorter at the bar. I saw Miles Davis coming in through the front door with a beautiful lady. Then I saw Carmen McRae, and Betty Carter came in. Chick Corea was playing keyboards with Art Blakey. And there I was. It was exactly what I dreamt about, you know.
It didn't take long for Flora and Ayerto to become fixtures on the jazz scene, and Flora began to work with such notable musicians as George Duke, Gil Evans, Duke Pearson, and Chick Corea.
When I was already into the Gil Evans band, Chick Corea left Miles Davis and formed a group called the Original Return to Forever. He brought a young bass player from Philadelphia named Stanley Clark, and we had the wonderful Joe Farrell, marvelous. And he couldn't find a drummer right away, so he had asked Ayerto to sit on drums until he found a drummer. Then he fell in love with Ayerto playing drums, and he decided to keep Ayerto on drums. And for 3 years, we rallied behind that band. All the music was written for me to sing. It was the greatest opportunity a young singer could have had.
Oh, where did he go? The crystal silence cries.
You approach on your new recording a Chick Corea tune, Crystal Silence.
Yes, I love that song. Crystal Silence didn't have lyrics. Chick decided to do it just piano, percussion, and saxophone. So at this time, I was revisiting some of Chick's music, and that song caught me again. And one of the musicians, young musicians that came to do this session with me, brought me the lyrics for it. I decided to take a crack on Crystal Silence, and I'm happy I did because I really loved it.
As long as time exists, I shall recall the man I
You met your husband, Ayerto, in Brazil. There's a love song on here. I mean, you've been together for so long. It's called Flora and Ayerto. The lyrics are in Portuguese, though. So you're going to have to translate.
It's all about what I feel when I see him, you know. It doesn't matter how chaotic my life is. Whenever I see him, I have a sensation of peace, and I don't feel lonely anymore. Everything turns blue. Everything feels so good. When I say, tudo ficou tão bom. Bom means good.
Tudo ficou tão bom. Nem sinto a solidão. Oh, trouxe tanto amor. Agora nunca mais eu vou chorar. Você chegou trazendo tanta paz. Agora
I learned a lot from Ayrton, especially regarding his instrument, which is the percussion. He was showing me that percussion is in every day's life, from the minute you wake up. Every sound is percussion. I remember we were walking at Central Park at 6 in the morning, and we heard some garbage trucks. Clang, glong, clang. He said, you hear this? This is percussion. And we hear birds, and he said, this is percussion. This is nature, this is life. And to me, percussion is not playing rhythm. It's more like painting a canvas.
Ayrton really, and you too, you both really get to wail together on Ayrton's jazz dance.
That's
here,
right.
The two of you together.
I think all jazz musicians are pretty much like us. When you go play music, first of all, you don't even know what you're going to play. You jam and something comes out. Invariably, unless you are a very, very rigid arranger, when you bring this song to the table, if you have great musicians, everybody give their 2 cents.
Brazilian music, of course, we could not be discussed without bringing up the name Jobim.
Yes.
Yes. And you have included his song, Fotografia.
This song, Fotografia, the lyrics reflect my teenagehood. When I was growing in Rio de Janeiro, I used to sit down in this bar in Copacabana Beach with a few writers and poets, and we used to hang out around 6-7 in the afternoon and watch the sunset. And in Brazil, it's very common, all those love affairs, illegal love affairs, people they are married but fall in love with other people that are married. So they would meet in the afternoon and be together until sunset, and then they have to go home to their families. And this song talks about a romance between two people, and suddenly that kiss, you know, that goodbye kiss. I have to go now. And that was part of me growing up, and those are vivid memories I have of Brazil.
Eu, você, nós dois, sozinhos neste bar, a meia luz e uma grande lua saiu do mar. Parece que este bar já vai fechar, e há sempre uma canção para contar. Aquela velha história de desejo que todas as canções têm pra contar. E veio aquele beijo.
It sounds like this entire recording, I mean, the fact that you're using acoustic instruments instead of more electronic stuff. I mean, it feels like you're getting back to who you are, doing the music of Jobim, remembering your childhood, remembering what it was like to be in Brazil before you came to America. Sounds like you've come, in some ways, full circle.
Yeah, I think I did. I don't know if I'm going to keep following up this pattern, because I am involved in so many diversified types of music. I've been working with lots of young musicians, some rappers, some hip-hops, and I feel that what the kids today are doing, they're trying to take the music to another level. all those hip hoppers are going back to the 70s and the late 60s, and they're going back to Charlie Parker and Coltrane, and they are not repeating what those guys did, but they are leaning heavily on what those guys did to take their craft a little further ahead. Dizzy Gillespie used to tell me that jazz will be the classical music of the future. It could be.
Flora Purim. She joined us from our Los Angeles bureau. Her new recording is called Perpetual Emotion, and it's on the Narada Jazz label. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Leon.